A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Melchizedek, king of Salem, and priest of God Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything. His name first means righteous king. And he was also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life. Thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up, after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so, not by a law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Verbum Domini. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
The scepter of your power, the Lord, will stretch forth from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
Yours is princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
You are a priest
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, come up here before us. Then he said to the Pharisees, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it. But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out immediately, took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. Verbum Domini.
Vasti Christe.
Jesus is sent by the Father to save us, to save life. In this mission, he does this by going out, seeking out the lost, and bringing back the strayed. Jesus is all about forgiving, healing, restoring, everything that is necessary to save life, and in this, preserving life, building us up. And Jesus, in building us up and restoring us, he gives us his grace and his truth. And this is what transforms us into the human beings we are called to become, to live our life to the fullest by walking in the grace of Jesus Christ. However, in this world, there is sin, there is evil, and sadly, there is death. And it's so sad that those who are victims unjustly of death are the unborn, never getting a chance to live life, never having the opportunity to receive the grace of the Lord, to grow, to grow in intelligence and in skill and talent, to make a contribution out in the world. Their life often is destroyed by the sin of abortion. And that is what we're praying for today. Praying for the unborn, praying that God save these babies. But in order for us to pray effectively, we have to go often to the root cause. You know, many women and men and women who are, the women who are contemplating abortion, who are pregnant, you know, that maybe they're receiving pressure from their family or their husbands or boyfriends, nor the women themselves, or they don't want a child. So we start there. You know, it's right there where people often don't have the faith. If there's no faith, then there's no love. No, that's where it begins. It begins with knowing that there is love. And that God who imparts his grace to us, there is always grace upon grace, glory upon glory, this glory being the love of the Lord. That there's always more of Jesus' love. And that Jesus, who loves us so much, and when we walk out in faith, he provides. And so this is what we got to pray for, is we got to pray that those who are contemplating abortion, those who are forcing or trying to convince others to abort their babies, that they know the love of Jesus Christ, the true charity of the Lord, his goodness, his generosity, his gratuity. Because it's this love that transforms and changes lives. It's this love that brings us to the humanity we are called to live. And with this love, we have this inner harmony, this peace, that we are sons and daughters of God. and that he always provides. He always makes a way. Well, here in the gospel, Jesus is about his mission, going out, seeking out the lost, bringing back the strayed, out there forgiving sins, healing. And in this particular story, Jesus is about to heal a man with a withered hand, like a paralyzed hand. The man wants to be healed. He wants to be well. But yet here, Jesus has to go into the synagogue to do this. I mean, he's already been in there. He comes back in. And then there is some opposition. You know, the Pharisees, they're looking at him, trying to test him. No, they don't want him to heal because this is the Sabbath day. And in the law at the time, only those who could be treated or receive medical care are if somebody was dying. You had to be on your deathbed, and desperate and in pain. Or they also gave exception to a woman in childbirth. Or if somebody was in some kind of a accident and, you know, they had to be rescued from something or else face death. Those very strict laws. But Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. He's God himself. You know, there he is. He wants to heal. And so he heals the man. The Pharisees are upset. No, they don't see the ultimate good. They're just looking at the law. But they have no concept of what the law should really be. The law that is rooted in love. Jesus says that you fulfill the law by the two great commandments. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus is not abolishing the law. He's fulfilling the law. There's a higher call in charity. Charity does good for somebody else. And Jesus, he's doing good here by healing this man on the Sabbath. God knows what's going on. God knows why he needs this healing. I mean, the story, it doesn't tell us everything about this withered man. Perhaps maybe he has to get back to work. Perhaps he's going to do some service for other people. And his both hands are needed. So God knows everything. And so it's necessary for him to heal on the Sabbath. And he heals. So the man is now healed, but what happens next? They conspire to kill Jesus. They are now these Pharisees who are trying to abide strictly by the law are now going to meet with the Herodians who were considered Gentiles because of the way they lived, their practices, that they dismissed them as living like Gentiles and unclean. But now they're ready to meet with him so that they can plan together how to kill Jesus. And why are they out to kill Jesus? Because he's getting in their way. He's become an obstacle, an inconvenience, a distraction from whatever their agenda is. So he's ruining their plans. Does this sound familiar here? Jesus is only out to love, to save, and they want to kill him because he's getting in their way. This is what we see too many times. This is the reasons why, you know, many people having abortions is because the baby's in the way. The baby's an inconvenience. The baby is ruining my plans. Here's an inconvenience here. And sadly, life is destroyed. But again, here that is needed is Jesus. Jesus intervenes. Jesus is the one who loves. And so we go to Jesus the Lord today. We pray to the Lord Jesus Christ that those who are contemplating abortion, that here is Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who will give you a love that you've never known before, a love that is not just so immediate, but a love that is eternal, the love that just that continues to, that there's always more, that continues to grow and grow in us. This is where you will find true satisfaction. This is a way to fulfillment, to ultimate happiness, is the love of Jesus Christ. And here he is. He will heal. No, and so we go to our Lord Jesus Christ, praying to him that he send his messengers to these women contemplating abortion, these people trying to convince others to have abortion, that they know his love. But they stop there. You know, they stop and see what harm this is, what destruction it is. Yes, for the baby, it is killing the baby, murdering the baby. But also how destructive it is to the emotional and psychological health, even the physical health of the woman. It's so sad. That many times you hear women, I didn't feel anything. Well, it catches up to you. Many years later, oh gosh, what did I do? Now they have to live with that, with guilt, the shame. But even if that has happened, here is Jesus coming to heal, to restore, to raise us up again. And so those out there, we're praying for you. Know Jesus loves you. Know that there are many, many places out in this world today, in different dioceses, Catholic dioceses, even Catholic or Protestant. There's all these pregnancy centers here in the Diocese of Birmingham. It's her choice. You know, they offer all kinds of benefits. Anything they can do to help a woman who is pregnant, a mother, to help her have her child. You know, they'll give. You know, so know that there's much available there. And so now we pray and asking the Lord, praying that Almighty God, Lord God, we ask you, God, that those who are contemplating abortion, those who are pressuring people to have abortion, Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit come upon them and that the fire of his love consume them, that they not see just the way of death or just this world and the end of it, that they see you, Lord, that they see that there is eternal love. And God, we ask you to bring healing to all those who only see destruction. We ask you to shine your light in their hearts and their minds so that they may know that they are loved, that they can be forgiven, and they can have a life in you, a life of prosperity and love in this life, but in the eternally as well. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.